Harper Audio presents Young Washington, How Wilderness and War Forged America's Founding Father, by Peter Stark. Read by Malcolm Hilgartner. Cast of Characters. General Edward Braddock, member of the Coldstream Guards, who rose up through the ranks of the British Royal Army to head the 1755 British expedition against the French and Indians in the Ohio wilderness. Claude-Pierre Pecaudy de Contrecoeur, French colonial commanding officer of Fort Duquesne at the forks of the Ohio. Martha Dandridge Custis, wife, then widow, of wealthy Virginia landowner Daniel Park Custis and mother of their two young children. Upon his death, she inherited vast holdings of her husband's land. Captain John Dagworthy, officer from Maryland who held a commission from the regular British Royal Army, thus technically ranking him above Colonel George Washington, who had a colonial officer's commission from the governor of Virginia. Governor Robert Dinwiddie, Scottish merchant, colonial Virginia's acting governor, and young Washington's commanding officer. Colonel William Fairfax, cousin to Lord Fairfax. Colonel Fairfax was the patriarch of the part of the family that had settled in Virginia and built Belvoir Manor not far from Lawrence Washington's plantation, known as Mount Vernon. George William Fairfax, son of Colonel Fairfax and nephew of Lord Fairfax, George William was a polished young gentleman who had attended school in England, returned to Virginia, and took young George Washington on a surveying party into frontier lands. Shortly after his return from that surveying expedition, George William married Sally Carey, with whom young George Washington became enamored. Sarah Sally Carey Fairfax, one of four daughters of the aristocratic Carey family, Sally married the young gentleman George William Fairfax. Thomas Fairfax, 6th Lord Fairfax of Cameron, the inheritor or proprietor of 5 million acres of land in the Virginia region known as the Northern Neck. Thomas, 6th Lord Fairfax of Cameron, left his home of Leeds Castle in Kent, England, and moved to a hunting lodge in Virginia's Shenandoah Valley. General John Forbes. After earlier attempts to drive the French from the Ohio wilderness had failed, Forbes was the commanding officer sent by British Secretary of State William Pitt to lead an army and accomplish the task. Lieutenant Colonel Thomas Gage, second son of a British viscount and officer in the Royal Army with previous experience in European wars, Gage commanded the advance party of General Braddock's troops. Christopher Gist, frontiersman, explorer, settler, and wilderness guide who accompanied Washington on his forays into the Ohio wilderness. Half King, leader of the Mingos, or Iroquois living in the Ohio wilderness, known to the British as Half King because he had to clear his decisions with Iroquois superiors. His Indian name was Tanagrisson. Ensign Joseph Coulon de Villiers de Jumonville, French colonial officer leading what was said to be a diplomatic party from Fort Duquesne through the Ohio wilderness to approach the Virginia troops who were under Washington's command. Marquis Duquesne, Governor-General of New France, overseeing French territory in North America, including Canada, Acadia, and Louisiana. Captain Robert Orme, officer in the British Royal Army and Braddock's principal aide-de-camp. He kept a journal of Braddock's march into the Ohio wilderness. Christian Frederick Post, Prussian cabinet-maker and devotee of the Moravian Church, who came to the frontier of British North America to bring Christianity to the Indians. Married to an Indian woman, he was fluent in Indian languages. James Smith, young frontier settler in Pennsylvania, who joined the woodsmen chopping a road for Braddock's army and was captured by the Indians. Sir John Sinclair, Scottish gentry who became a career officer in the British Royal Army, served in European campaigns, and as assistant quartermaster general, oversaw the difficult logistics of the Braddock campaign. Adam Stephen, Scottish doctor who had served aboard a Royal Navy ship, emigrated to Virginia, and served in the Virginia Regiment alongside Washington. Captain Louis Coulon de Villiers, French colonial officer and older brother of Ensign Jumonville. Villiers led the French and Indian attack against Washington and his troops at Fort Necessity.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?